Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Darkness has now enveloped Ireland when they go to the polls and overwhelmingly, at least 60%+ vote in favor of same-sex marriage. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, the issue of marriage is obvious and it's objective. It doesn't necessarily need religion or government to make it so. It is what it is. Governments have affirmed the natural created order of marriage because it is the very foundation of our society and our future generations. And mom and dad make the best optimal environment for raising that next generation. And only from that union comes the next generation. Obviously, religion helps inform it and help us understand the importance of marriage. It's very critical, not only to our survival, but to even our understanding of spiritual matters. So whether it's the Supreme Court of the United States, some other state court judge or federal judge, a legislature, or even now the first time in history where a people has gone to the polls and voted a referendum for same-sex marriage, marriage is what marriage is, and no government body, whether it's through a popular vote or the tyranny of a judge, can change marriage into something that it is not.
Yeah, Matt, it seems that we're living Romans 1, doesn't it? Scripture talks about a people being given over to a reprobate mind in the context of homosexuality and rebellion against God, the Father, and against Christ. And so what we saw happen in Ireland was clearly a mass rebellion against God's design, clear design, millennia-old design for the institution of marriage, which is a fundamental cornerstone of any healthy society. And as studies have shown and as history has shown over and over again, any society that abandons monogamous man-woman marriage as a central aspect of that culture and embraces sexual relativism, as they have now done in Ireland, that culture and that society is not long for the world. So this global sweeping redefinition of the institution of marriage, it really is in keeping, perfect keeping, with Romans 1, unfortunately.
It is. You know, in Romans 1, it talks about when the created being rejects the Creator and begins worshiping those things that are created rather than worshiping the Creator, then God gives you over to a bankrupt mind. The reprobate mind is what it refers to in some translations, a bankrupt mind. And as a result of that, people begin to engage in various kinds of destructive, sinful behavior, among which is same-sex activities. And it says women lust for each other rather than having their natural relationship to men, and men do the same thing against the natural created order, and reap within their own bodies the destruction and the devastation that that kind of lifestyle ultimately results in. And so here, it is nothing to celebrate, as some of the people in Ireland did. And I know certainly there's a number of people that are mourning what happened in their country. But it is nothing to celebrate that you have gone to the polls and passed something that is sinful, that is harmful, that says as a policy matter, boys, you don't need fathers. They're not relevant to your well-being. Girls, you don't need moms. Dad is absolutely irrelevant to your well-being, that two men, two women are just as good, and that marriage, which is part of the natural created order, well, we have a better idea. That is nothing to celebrate about. You know, this is the first time in history, Matt, that a group of people have gone to the polls and passed this issue. There are consequences to this kind of act. This is not just some kind of act that goes without consequences. It may not be immediate. You know, one of the things that ultimately I have learned and seen firsthand in traveling to Israel, and I just returned from Israel, I'll be going back a couple more times this year, is that when the scriptures say something, you can go to the bank because it's going to happen. when Jesus, for example, cursed Capernaum and two other cities because so many miracles were performed there that they did not believe, it didn't look like that curse was actually fulfilled during the lives of the people who heard it, because Capernaum actually grew a little bit in size. But you know what? Capernaum is no more, and the other two cities are no more. There's no reason that they didn't get rebuilt, other than the fact that Jesus cursed them. Jesus said also that the temple, this beautiful temple, there's not going to be one stone left upon another. Well, it took a couple of decades for that to happen, but it happened, and that temple was destroyed by the Romans. You know, when the scriptures give an admonition, a directive, which is best for our own lives, there may not be an immediate observable consequence to disobeying some of those things, but I can tell you what, you will ultimately pay the piper. And this is one of those situations that is destructive to individuals, destructive to family, destructive to society, and it will ultimately wreak havoc as we move forward.
Yeah, Matt, boy, you make some great points there. You know, Western civilization is in deep trouble here, and this has brought, you know, not only great shame and embarrassment on Ireland and the Irish people, you know, the advent of this cancerous redefinition of an institution that cannot be redefined, I think is just a microcosm of, for what's happening in Western civilization. You know, no-fault divorce, shacking up, you know, pushing fornication, acceptance of adultery, moral relativism in general, is like a cancer in Western civilization. And all the while, we see Islamic nations around the world that are, you know, reproducing 5, 6, 7 to 1 over those in Western civilization. And I'm serious. I don't know how much longer we can expect. You know, as you said, it's not an overnight kind of thing, but it's a deterioration that has been ongoing, and certainly this novelty, this idea of so-called gay marriage, is going to be one of the primary, I believe, drawbacks that end up, you know, potentially leading to the end of Western civilization as we certainly know it now, at least.
Yes, you know, but at the same time, as bad as that is, there have been very difficult times in history. We've talked about this on this program before. You couldn't get any worse than the time of Esther, when there was a certain day when all the Jews were going to be killed, and that decree could not be changed. And the people prayed, and God intervened. And instead of the destruction of the people of God, they ultimately now celebrate the Feast of Purim and the victory over Persia, which is now modern-day Iran. So this is a moment in which you and I were born for. We are born again for these times. These are difficult times, but these are our times in which God birthed us for this moment. It is amazing when you see what's happening around the world, not only in this area, but just in so many areas where it seems like the seams are just coming apart of our culture. And yet, you know, we need to press into God. We need to understand that these are times for which we were born and born again.
Amen, Matt. You know, we need to be in prayer, and I think, you know, as a body, the body of Christ has been and will continue to lift up our nation here in the United States and repent on behalf of a nation that, like Ireland, is in mass rebellion. God's in control. He's sovereign. That's what we can always look forward to. No matter what happens here, we know that this is all in God's plan and part of God's plan.
It is. So give us a call at Liberty Counsel. I would encourage you not to be discouraged. These are certainly trying times. There's no question about it. These are some of the most difficult times in our not only our life, but in the history of America. And it's not just in America. It's around the world where these times are trying. But these are times for which you and I were born. And it's in these difficult times when God's people humble themselves and pray that God can be revealed in even a more magnificent way. Join us at Liberty Council. Go to lc.org. Again, our website is lc.org. Continue to pray for the ministry of Liberty Council and support Liberty Council financially. Liberty Council is a nonprofit, tax-exempt organization. All that we do because of your generosity. Join with Liberty Council as we continue to advance these causes of religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. And of course, we have a major outreach to Israel, which is Christians in Defense of Israel. You can be a part of that by calling Liberty Council at 800-671-1776 or email us, go to the website, lc.org. We also have a lot of books and educational materials. Visit our online store for the Patriots Handbook. And we also have many others as well that are there. Educational information. Get informed, get involved, and make a difference in your community, in our nation, and literally around the world. May our lives echo through history and make a difference in our time. We were born and born again for these times.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.